Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I hope everybody had a good day today. I pray that you can hear me tonight. Today has been a fantastic day. I thank God for Jesus. You know, it's just truly been a blessing just to reflect on His Word. Tonight we're going to talk about trusting in the Lord. Amen. We're going to talk about trusting in the Lord because we need to trust Him like never before. So much is happening. So much is going on. And we need to trust in the Lord and just trust Him even more because there's so many distractions in the earth. And with those distractions, sometimes it has us talking about the distractions and the things that's going on more than we do Him. And so we wanna trust in Him like never before. Amen. So I was going somewhere else, but since God led me to this word, we're going to go to Psalms 37. We're going to go to some scriptures tonight and just look at what the scriptures were saying. So, but we want to trust in the Lord like never before. We're going to go to Psalms 37. And we're going to begin there at verse 1. Verse 1 says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb." And this is why we want to continue to speak God's word, because as we speak God's word, in the atmosphere, they come alive. His words come alive and go where they need to go. Amen. Verse 3 said, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." And when we delight ourselves in the Lord, that means to please someone greatly, to please God greatly, a feeling of happiness and satisfaction, especially when we come together and we're talking about God. Excuse me, even when we're alone and we're speaking God's word or singing or whatever we're doing pertaining to the word of God, it brings us joy. It brings us a lot of happiness, a lot of peace, knowing that God will honor His word and never leave us, never abandon His word. Amen. And it says, verse 5, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." And I was looking at it because I said, commit our ways. We submit ourselves to God, commit our ways to trust him with everything. When we commit ourselves unto the Lord, we say, "Lord, we trust you with everything. Our lives, our jobs, our families, take control of my life, of our family lives." And so we are asking him, when we commit our ways to the Lord, we're asking him to take control of us. And so we can do what he has for us to do in this earth, knowing that when we trust him, because he loves us more than we can even love ourselves. So when we commit our ways to him, we're saying, "God, we trust you. We know that you'll do it, whatever your will is in our lives, because it's going to be good. Whatever God does, it's going to be good. Whether it seems like it's not, whenever we go through the wilderness, it may seem like God is not with us, but he's with us." And someone spoke on that the other night, "But do you ever feel abandoned?" Sometimes you may feel that way. It's like, "Oh, what, these things are happening, this is happening." But God said, "I never leave you nor forsake you." So when we commit our ways unto the Lord, we're saying, "Lord, you take control, because I can trust you. I can trust you." Amen. And it said, "And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospered in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Rest in the Lord, and is what he said, and wait patiently for him. So if we rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him, sometimes it seems like things are not happening right now, even though we are praying, we're seeking him, we're talking to him, and it seems like nothing is happening. It seems like we're just going on and we're still going through the same thing and nothing is happening. But he's always working behind the scene. He's working when we don't even know he's working. He's watching over us and taking care of us even when we don't know it. And I remember talking with someone one time, and I told him, I said, yeah, I said, I'm praying and asking the Lord, to watch over me and watch over me during the day and everything. And the Lord spoke clear to him. He said, well, who do you think watching over you at night? I'm watching over you at night as well. When you're lying down sleeping, I'm watching over you. So we can trust him. We can rest in him and wait patiently for him. Amen. It says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. God's word is true. What he is saying is we will delight ourselves in abundance of peace. When we trust in God, when we let him take control of our lives, it may not seem like it, but the Bible says the wicked shall be cut off. And it seems like they go on and on and on, but they shall be cut off. This is God's word. They shall be cut off. He said the wicked plotted against the just, and that's on him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Oh, the wicked's day is coming. They've been doing things, the wicked been doing things for a long, long time, it seemed like. And it seemed like they're getting away with it. But God said he laughed at them. You know, the Lord shall laugh at him. But he said that his day is coming. Because they keep doing these wicked things and not willing to turn from their ways. Verse 14, he said, the wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. Wow, that's powerful. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. God is speaking, and he's letting us know. The wicked is doing what they do, but God said he's going to laugh at them. He said their sword shall enter their own heart. So those things that they're casting out upon the poor and the needy, these things are going to eventually come back to them. It says, a little that a righteous man had is better than the riches of many wicked, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken. But the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. With all these things that's going on in the earth, the ones that trust in the Lord, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fear what man is doing. Because God said the upright, their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked, verse 20, it said, but the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. Good God, they shall consume away is what God is saying. The wicked borrow it and pay it not again, but the righteous should mercy and give it. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. So the wicked going to be cut off. These things that they're casting out and they're doing it on the earth, they're going to eventually be cut off. God said he's laughing at them. He's laughing at them. It said the steps, verse 23, it said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, excuse me, and he delighted in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. Read that again, verse 28. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. There it is. The seed of the wicked shall be cut off again. Verse 29. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. And this is what the wicked does. They seek to slay you. And I know some of us and all of us have experienced that. The law will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Wow. He said, when the wicked is cut off, thou shalt see it. Wow. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. There it is again. The wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Trust in the Lord. Because we trust in the Lord, God is going to cut off the wicked. He's going to cut them off. And the wicked shall be no more, is what the Bible says. He shall cut them off. And that's why we, as saints of God, we got to continue to trust in the Lord and allow the Lord to be take control of our lives. Because in this day and time, there's so much going on, and the devil comes to distract us. A lot of times get us distracted so we can talk about those things and not enough of glorifying God and speaking his word, because it's so important. Amen. It said in Isaiah 62:8, it said, the Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give the corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the strangers shall not drink thy wine. For these which thou hast labored, for what we have labored, they will no more be able to do that. And God is speaking here, and he's letting us know that he is our provider. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Never. As long as we trust in him and do good, the Bible says, trust in the Lord and do good. And this is why tonight, as I was looking at all the things that's going on, and it keeps coming on and talking about the coronavirus and so forth and so on, when God is saying he put his name above it, we have to stay awakened. We have to be awakened and stay awake. Be watchful. We have to be watchful and see what God is saying and doing in this hour and not get distracted about everything that's going on. We do have to be cautious and watch, but we trust God. we trust God. And then Psalms 91, he said he'll keep all these things away from us. So we, those who trust and believe in him, so we really don't have to worry about it. Amen. Psalms 143, verse 8 says, starting at verse 8, it says, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Amen. And that's why we should trust in the Lord, because the Lord is going to cut off our enemies, those who are casting out things and doing things in the earth that is not pleasing to the Lord. That's why we delight ourselves in him, because when we delight ourselves in him, he began to cut off our enemies. He said he laughs at them, and he's going to cut them off. He's going to cut off our enemies, and we don't even have to worry about it. Amen? Because God is going to do it. So I just thank God tonight for bringing us in this area to let us know, continue to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. Amen? Let's look at Proverbs 3 and 5. We're just going to go through some scriptures as a reminder of us to get back to our first love and the trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3 and verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. So when we trust in the Lord, we don't have to lean to our own understanding, because he's going to lead and to guide us by his word. He's going to lead us and guide us by the Holy Spirit. So I just thank God for a reminder to trust in the Lord, to get back to our first love, because God is so precious to us, and God loves us so much. He wants us to trust in him. And put all our trust in him, because there's none other. There's no other God that we can put our trust in. So we love the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank him for what he's doing in our lives. We thank him for blessing us to be able to come before boldly before the throne of grace and begin to just trust him and lean on him like never before, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And this is what he wants to do. But God is in control, whether it seems like it or not. God is in control of this earth. His name is above the coronavirus. So we can't believe everything that the enemy throws out there. And those who, thank you, Holy Spirit, those who are trusting in God, we don't have to trust in everything they are casting out on the news. We talk to God. We get in our prayer closet, and we begin to talk to God about what is going on, what God wants us to do right now in this time, regardless of what's happening, or regardless of what the enemy is saying, regardless of what they are telling us. We trust God. We seek him for his wisdom, his knowledge, and his understanding in this hour, because there's a message. And so we trust God, saying, Lord, you take control of our life. You lead and guide us. We're going to be aware. But we ask God to take control of our lives and bless us as we go forth to do what he's called us to do in this hour, sharing his word, reminding one another to trust in the Lord and not get distracted about everything that they're saying. Because what we're speaking supersedes what they're saying. I don't care how many are saying it, just one word from the Lord, as we began to speak God's word, will cast down every stronghold. I believe it in the name of Jesus. It will cast it down. I don't care if it's corona, and I don't care who's speaking about it. God's word is above all of the coronavirus or whatever they're speaking. His name is above it. His name, the name of Jesus. is above that. His word is above the coronavirus. So we don't have to fear that. We fear God. Okay, let's look at Hebrews 10:22. It said, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us be washed with pure water. Let us tend to the word of God and fear God, not man, and what they're saying. God knows even the secret things that they're saying and doing in secret. God hears and he knows. And one scripture, even as I'm saying that, bring me back to Elijah, when I think it was Ahab, his servants came to him. He went to his servants because he thought that they was telling the secret. And he said, which one of you are the traitors? They said, not us, your Lord. Says that prophet Elisha. He said, God is even telling him what you're doing in your bedroom. Now, that's powerful. That's powerful. That's powerful. So even if they whisper, these newscasters, whoever's in charge, even if they're whispering, whatever they're saying in secret, God knows, he hears, and guess what? He can give us that information because we delight ourselves in him. So whatever they're saying, God will give us information. He will give us wisdom to counteract whatever they're saying. So I thank God. So that's why we should trust in the Lord with all our hearts and allow him to lead us and guide us. Amen. Let's look at 2 Timothy 3, starting at verse 15. And it says, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen? Unto all good works. That just really, truly blessed my soul. It really, truly did. It blessed my soul. And one more, and then we're going to open up the lines because we want to allow others to get a chance to speak. But I wanted to just bring out those scriptures. And as a reminder, and I know we do, let's trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. We're going to trust God in this hour that all these things are going on, the coronavirus, whatever they are speaking, and I was watching the news today. I didn't hear it, but someone told me, said that the president said that this coronavirus was affecting the black community. I said, the devil is a lie. You see, that's why we have to have faith in this hour, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if you're not aware, he'll tell you anything. And I say like this, if you don't have a cure, why should I go to the hospital? You can be quarantined like a flu. Well, why should I go to the hospital if you don't have a cure? So you can try something out on me to see if it works. If it doesn't work, hey, you die. Hey, we tried it. It didn't work. There's a few dead from whatever they're going to give you. So we got to be aware. And we got to stay prayed up, those who are seeking after God and his righteousness. Amen. Let's look at Romans 15:13. Let's look at it. It says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. So we want to trust in the Lord, delight ourselves in him, and allowing others to know. Because it's so important that we trust in the Lord with all our heart, that in times like this, when trouble comes, when these things are coming about, what they're saying is about this coronavirus, we want to begin to speak God's word. We want to tear down this stronghold that they're trying to just cast out and say, oh, the coronavirus. Well, we said Jesus Christ. Every time they say corona, I said Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lamb. They can't say it. They can't say coronavirus more than I can say the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. So we speak God's word over everything that the enemy is getting someone to say about this coronavirus. So they've been knowing about this. They've known about this. And I was just listening to something on the radio. On the TV, and they were saying that they've been knowing about this since November last year. So that means they was plotting something. Who knows? Somebody was, but God knows. So God's going to keep us safe. Amen. One more scripture, and then we're going to open up the lines. Amen. And let's go to Proverbs 25. Let's look at it. It says, the fear of man bringing a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Amen? Shall be safe. When we put our trust in the Lord, he said, we shall be safe. I don't care what they speak in. They can speak corona. They can speak cancer. They can speak diabetes. God's name is above all of those names that they're casting out over there, that they're throwing out. So when we began to speak the name of Jesus over every name. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to get that in a minute. So we're going to open up the lines and allow others to be able to weigh in on this and bring forth more information. Amen. Iron sharpens iron. So we want others to join in with us so we can get more of what God is saying in this hour and in this season. The Bible tells us there's a time and a place and a season for everything. So we want to see what he is saying in this season, because what he's saying to somebody over in one area, he's saying to somebody else, you know, giving us all something so we can be prepared. Amen. So the lines are open for anyone who would like to have a word. Okay, so no one is there. But yeah, we want to continue to put our trust in the Lord. I know we do. We want to continue to trust him and not get distracted by everything that others are saying. But we want to be watchful. We want to be cautious. We know things do happen. We suffer with Christ. And so we want to be able to share these things with other people to let them know, not get so distracted and let this be your whole conversation and forget about God. Because we want to put his name out there. We want to lift him up among men. Which God said he's going to get his glory. He won't share his glory with anyone. So we want to lift up the name of Jesus and not just allow them to come out with, oh, it's the corona, it's the corona, it's the corona. So, excuse me, we want to continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Is someone there? Someone have a comment?
Yes, ma'am. This is Brother Charles. How are you feeling tonight,
sir? Hi, Brother Charles.
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing very well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. That was an anointed word. I enjoyed it. You know what? You're reading out one of my favorite books, The 37th Psalm. One of the ways to correct myself, a division. It's not a book. Chapters. It's a division. Okay, now.
Yes.
If you go down to the 25th verse, it says, thank you for your teaching. I mean the book. That's my favorite. That's one of my favorite songs. It says,
amen.
I'm young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not been righteous forsaken, but seen Satan breathe. Then if that don't get you, grab you in your spirit, you know, and twist it and turn it, King David wrote that. They said that, and I've experienced. I shared with somebody that one time. So I've been down to just water and bread.
Mm-hmm.
Water and bread. But I had something to eat, and I had some water to drink, and I thank God for it.
Amen.
I did. People don't believe my testimony. I got a testimony when I do decide to give it all one day. You know, it's going to astound people. But God done brought me through in the footprints in the sand. You know, when I was out there, I felt like, I used to say, you feel like he forsakes you sometimes. I cried out to him, tears of my soul crying, my spirit crying. I said, Lord, why have you done this to me? Why did you leave me alone? He said, Charles, those are not your footprints, they're mine. I said, when you was too weak, I carried you, my son. But those are my footprints, not yours. I've been through some things that most people would have gave up years ago on and just went and gave up the ghost and died. But God has never promised us. He never promised us everything was going to be sunshine and a garden of roses. He never promised us that. He said, he who endures to the end. That's what he promised us. If you endure to the end, then you got your crown waiting up for you in glory. And one more thing, I'm going to get off the line, is if you go on down further down in the division, it says this, I'm paraphrasing, I can quote exactly what it says, you can diligently search for the wicked. You can diligently search for him, and he just will be gone. So he can be cut down and thrown in the fire like the chaff. He just will be gone away with.
Yes.
That's what I look forward to with this wickedness, to be gone one day. It
won't
be here.
That's right.
You know, so I open the lines up, but thank you for letting me share with what I had to say tonight. Thank you very much.
Amen, amen. Thank you. I appreciate that. Because, yes, it does say that you search for him and you will not find him. Amen. And you know, I heard what you were saying. You said how you felt like God had abandoned you. Now, I think most of us as saints of God, we felt like that at one time or another. And when you said that one time you had nothing but bread and water, I've been there too.
Amen.
And then, you know, but he provided. And you know what?
Amen.
And the thing about it, you don't have to go tell nobody, you know, that you know, I don't have anything but bread and water, because God provided. I was telling somebody about that once before, and I I'm like you, I had my sister's children one time, and she was going to work, and I had injured myself, and I was at home waiting on the unemployment or whatever to get started. So what happened, I ran out of food. Now, I didn't think about it. And I was like, oh, man. Well, you know, you can go to family always, you know, somebody in the family, you know. But I didn't think about it. And I'm like, oh, man, I ran out of food. I got up that morning. I'm like, I sat at the table, and I was like, okay, Lord, I done ran out of food. I don't have any food for these kids, my sister, not bad. I said, Lord, now, look, I'll just drink some water if you just supply these kids with some food. So my next-door neighbor came, and she called me, and she was like, she said, come here. I said, okay. She was an older lady. She said, I just came down from the church. She said, they had all these plates left, though. Do you want them? And I'm like, God, I ain't telling nobody but you. He said, well, that's all you need to tell was me.
Amen.
And, man, I'm telling you, and we had food left over. And then I went that afternoon to buy groceries and all that. But, you know, it's amazing how God show you himself, his character, and show you who he really is. And especially when you trust him and you talk to him about everything. We don't have to go. I was telling a young lady not long ago, I was telling her, stop going to other people. God wants you to trust him. See, the enemy have lied to us so long. He tell you, I remember one time when, you know, when they start this credit thing, and then they said, well, you're credit bad. And so one day God told me by the Holy Spirit, he said, stop saying what the enemy is saying about you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I didn't say your credit was bad. He said, I'll make it good. He said, if you just say it's good, I'll make it good. And guess what? He made it good. He made it good. Then he turned around and told me, he said, now go down there and get you. I'm telling you, I've witnessed it. I've witnessed it, brother. Because, see, the enemy have told us negative things and lies for so long, we start believing we can't have this, we can't get that, we don't have this. That enemy been lying to us for a long time, telling us, oh, your credit bad. Oh, you can't get this. You don't have enough money. Well, my father owned cattle on 1,000 hills. How come I can't have it? If he said I can have it, I can have it. You know, so that's what I love about God, trusting in him for whatever we need. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it is. You put the name of Jesus on it, and it better bow. It's going to bow. It has to bow. It has to bow down, whatever it is. Unless God said, this is what I choose for you. Other than that, if it came from the devil, the piss of hell, it has to bow down at the name of Jesus. I don't care what it is. Amen. I don't care what it is. I don't care who it is. They have to bow. Every knee, everything has to bow to the name of Jesus. It has to bow. So that's why we have to trust and believe in him, knowing that he's not a man that he should lie. He will do everything. God will do everything that he say he'll do. He'll do it. It's his word. He won't go back on his word. So when we began to inquire of him, but we have to inquire of him, he said, you have not because you ask not. You're going to get an answer, this is the answer you want in this season. You're going to get an answer when you trust him. You truly trust him, I'm telling you. So I just thank God for tonight for allowing us to share trusting in him as a reminder not to get distracted. Yes, we're awakened, but we won't get distracted by what the enemy tried to tell us. He have lied to us for so long, till people began to believe it instead of trusting God. Amen? Is there anyone else? Well, yeah, we like I said, we must trust in the Lord. And I know all of us have experienced that we have come short sometimes in our finances, mortgages, house notes, car notes, whatever we have, just basic things. Sometimes we come short. And we said, Lord, I don't have enough for this. How am I going to pay this? One time, I can remember one time I was praying and I was saying, Lord, when I was younger, and I said, Lord, if I'm barely making it, how are the people with children making it? And he said, by my grace. I said, oh, my God. You know, I said, that's it. So we trust him and believe in him that he will do everything that he say he would do. He'll do it. Never leave us nor forsake us. And as the psalmist said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Never. God has never left us nor forsaken us. And he won't now. I thank God for that, that he's not a man that said, well, hey, you're on your own now. You know, I thank God, you know, that he loves us so much. He loves us more than we can even love ourselves, you know. So I thank him and I trust him and I believe in his word. So I just give God all the glory for that, for taking care of us all of these years when we, you know, when even now he's taking care of us. He's watching over us, making sure that we're protected. And so it's just such a blessing. Amen.
Amen. That 103 Psalms is what I like. Bless the Lord,
amen.
Oh my soul.
Yes.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not his benefits. You know what his benefits are. He takes care of us day and night. And forgive all our iniquities, who healeth all our disease. And he will.
Yes.
He will.
Yes.
Whatever we're going through with
this
virus right now, he will heal all our diseases. If we just trust him. He said, who redeemeth thy life from the destructions, who crowneth thee with love and kindness and tender mercies, That's what we got to have. We got to have tender mercies and love. He's bringing us all together. Love one for another. But we got to realize who he is. As we see as Moses bringing these children of Israel out of Egypt, you know. This is what the Lord was saying. The Lord execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. If we oppressed, is he there? When things go wrong in our life, is he there? Like you said, when the bills are due, is he there? When ain't no food on the table, is he there? My God is able. My God is able.
Hallelujah.
Able to bring us through it all, honey. I tell you, this says, and it says in the next verses in the 14th chapter, he said, "For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is thy mercy." Mercy toward them that fear him. You fear him?
Yes.
Do you fear him? Do you fear God? Do you fear him? Yes. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
Thank you, Lord.
Like as the Father has panted his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. And that's what we got to do. We got to fear him. But he will bring us through this troubling time right now with this virus. And people is on every hand saying, cover up, cover. God says, it's all right. But he's going to bring us through. I know he will. I know he will. Because he's our God. And he never leaves us, nor will he forsake us. And I just enjoy the word tonight. This is my Psalms. I love it so well. And the 37 numbers of Psalms. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Because God is there. He's with us. And whatever we're going through, he's going to be right there with us. And we got to believe it. And say, as we all come together tonight and realize that through it all, he's the one that's going to bring us through this virus. Man may say a lot of things, but God has the answer. He's had the answer to what we're going through. But we just got to take control and realize that when God speaks, we got to listen. We got to listen to what he's telling us. And in this perilous time now, it's hard. But people has got to come together. Sunday, we are the church. The doors are closed. But where are we?
That's right.
We are the church. We are the church.
Amen.
We are the church. We are the church, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, we can go to that building every Sunday, but if there's no God.
That's right. That's right.
And we are the church. He's got to be within us. He's got
That's
to be
right.
inside of us, loving one another, loving this color, that color, any color, love.
Yeah.
I don't care if my brother and sister's hurting over here, help them.
Yeah.
Amen.
But that's what that's it's all about. It's love. And God is bringing us together for a reason. And this is letting us see that we all have to trust him and believe that he will bring us through this session of this season or whatever this virus is doing to people. It's for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And we better praise him. We better praise him.
Amen.
We better give him the glory, the honor.
Amen.
Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you
all for your word. You just encourage me tonight, a sister and the brother. I enjoy it. And I just know when God speaks.
Testimony.
Thank you. It's a testimony. And we all should have a testimony.
Amen.
Everybody should have a testimony. Because at this time, God is bringing us through these testimonies because we got to let him know how we are. And what we feel in our heart and what we're going through, that he can bring us through this perilous time.
Yeah.
It's not easy. You got to cover your mouth and cover your hands when you go out. It's not that. But there's a plague. There's a plague. But he's going to bring us through it. And when we come through, it's going to be good. It's going to make us love everybody. When we don't want to love, we got to love in spite of. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word tonight from the two people that was on here that encouraged us, Lord, giving us strength to be able to do what we do, Father God.
Thank you as well. Thank you. Amen. Anyone else? Yes, this is Sister Pat. I just wanted to thank you for that encouraging word. I mean, God is angry at his children.
Yes, he is.
And he have a way of getting all our attention.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
But only the faithful ones.
Amen.
Will survive.
They will.
Only if you have that one-on-one connection with God.
Amen.
Amen.
But right now, we don't have no respectful person.
Amen.
He's shaking up fellas everywhere.
Amen, sister.
Yeah.
But as believers, we have to be humble.
Humble.
Yeah.
Step back.
And patient.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And watch God work.
Watch him work.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Because this too shall pass. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for the word tonight. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Bless you all.
I mean, we got to come together. We got to come together. I mean, it's too much wicked, evil, demonic spirit, Jezebel spirit,
Python spirit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Marine spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all those wicked spirit that we fighting against. But God.
That's right. Amen.
But God.
Hallelujah.
But God.
He's able.
Hallelujah.
He's able.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Break every stronghold. Every curse. Generational curse.
Yes.
Down to the seventh generation.
Amen.
It's no more love. But we have a way of getting our attention.
Giving our attention.
Amen.
It was a time when we could come together.
That's right.
And you can come and borrow a cup of sugar from me.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I'll give you some sugar.
Amen.
I remember the days.
It was a time when we can come together and just share.
Yes, Lord.
If a cow was slaughtered, everybody get a piece of meat.
That's right.
Man.
That's right.
Everybody get a piece of meat.
It was a time when we came together. Yes. Everybody broke bread.
Broke bread.
Amen. Amen.
But now is a time that everybody is to their self.
Mm-hmm.
And they even hurt away from our God.
That's right.
Praise God.
They wish him idols.
That's it.
That's right.
And he's angry.
Praise you, Jesus.
My house. I'm wishing my house. I'm wishing my car.
That's right.
My children. Now the Lord wants us to worship him first. Not your children, not your house, not your car.
Amen. That's right.
He your first love.
He's your first love.
That's right.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
But he sees that's love. Not being done.
Yes.
We done turned our back on
it. Turn our back on
it. Amen. That's right. That's right.
Amen, sister.
So he's praying God.
Praise God.
But do he have a way of getting our attention?
Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Man is not in control.
That's right.
He wants us to respect the law of the land.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But our president don't have the last word.
Amen.
Amen. Nobody know when it's going to end. Nobody know when
it's going to end. Nobody know when it's going to end. Amen. Amen.
Oh, my God. Say, nobody know the day, the hour.
The hour of time.
Amen. That's right.
When they come into this world and when they leave.
When they leave.
That's right.
But
that's
God.
Right.
Our creator.
Amen. Yes, he is. He knows it. Yes, Lord.
Our creator.
Our creator.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I thank you. I thank you so much for that. That is really enlightening. It's just a reminder that we have to stay focused. Get back to our first love. And it's just a reminder, for us to begin to come together, as she said. Mm-hmm. She said she was talking about the times when you would break bread together, share sugar together.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we was talking about that because I remember the time you could leave your doors open, windows up.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
But when God started blessing people, they started forgetting about him because now I done got proud, I done got selfish, I done got uppity. And God said, I'm going to have to bring you down, you know, because this is not what I want for you. So these things are happening to get people's attention.
Attention.
For those who love the Lord. I brought you out. Now this is the way you're going to treat me? So I am not. He's gonna separate the wheat from the tare. I'm gonna see how you really love me. Do you really love me, or you just love? You know how people say you just love what I can do for you.
Do what I like,
and then you wanna just play. Yeah. So we have to get back to our first love for those.
Amen.
Who are not being watchful. We got to be watchful in this hour and hear what the Lord is saying to us. It's a message in this. You know, for the Christians to come together and begin to pray. He said, yeah, they saying, oh, don't go to the churches. Don't go here. He said, but God always got a way for us to come together.
Amen.
On the airways.
Amen.
On the airways. And
Amen.
Guess what? There's more of us on the airways than they are in person now. So we're getting the word out. The word is spreading like a wildfire. And that's the way God wanted. He wanted his word to spread like a wildfire. Because, see, all these other journalists and all that, the TV stations, they've been casting out things over the earth. God said, cast my word out there, and the winds will take it where
Amen.
It needs to go. He said, the winds are my messengers. If y'all
Amen.
Just speak it, I'll make it happen. Because
I'll
it's my
it
word,
happen.
And it won't fall to the ground. My word, when you speak my word, they won't fall to the ground.
Wow.
Amen.
So
praise God.
We're
That's
speaking
true.
God's word. So every word that has proceeded out of the mouth of God tonight that we have spoken will not fall to the ground. It's going somewhere. It's
going
to set some captives free somewhere. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to set somebody
Amen.
Free. It's going to help somebody because
somebody.
The winds, the Bible says, is his messenger. And just as we, as these journalists and TV stations can get on here and speak a word, so can we. We can speak God's word. And guess what? The wind's going
to
take it where it needs to go. I don't
where
care if it's in China. I don't care if it's in Africa. I don't care where it's located. The wind, the Bible said, fret not thyself. The wind's going
to
take it where it needs to go.
Do it. Yes.
In the name of Jesus. So God wants to do it. We just got to stay speaking his word. Stay steadfast in the word of God. Speaking day and night. Because his words will not fall to the ground. He said, speak my words. I watch over them to perform them. So when we speak them, he's watching to perform them, because that's what his word is.
Amen.
Speak
Amen.
My words, I watch over them to perform them. So every time we speak the word of God, it will not, these words will not fall to the ground. He's going to watch over them and perform them. because they are his word. Amen.
Amen.
So I bless the Lord tonight for us coming on and sharing. It's truly, truly been a blessing.
Amen.
We got about 5 minutes left. If anyone else has something to say, you're welcome. Amen.
Yes,
I have.
Brother Kaufman, I really enjoyed your sermon tonight. I really, really was uplifting. Very uplifting.
Amen.
Amen.
And if anybody has a testimony, I do. And God, my boy, should have devil been trying to take me out many times, but God made him say, yes, Lord. And I'm just really joy at the words that you've spoken tonight. Yes, I really did. Really. And I was to you every chance, like Bro Hunter, when brought me. Yeah, thank you.
Praise God. I am so glad that we all came together tonight to be able to share in this speech that God has blessed us with. He has set this table, hallelujah, tonight, and he allow us all to feast at it. And it has been a wonderful feast, amen. We have something to take with us now. And so I just thank God for that. Give God all the glory for everyone that shared in this blessing. And this festival that God has given us tonight is truly a blessing. And we want to continue to do this. We want to continue to come together because God has given all of us something to share with one another.
Amen.
Because we never know who's down and who's out or who need a word. Mm. We all need the word. But sometimes
Amen.
In our life, we're feeling down. And we say, when that word came, it quickened my spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen,
because
sister.
It was God's word. Amen. God said
Amen.
He will quicken
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
So
Amen.
When we hear
yes,
that
he
word,
is.
It quickens our spirit Woo. And it makes us lively again.
Yeah.
It gives us strength Woo. That we can go on. And so
on.
It's just truly a blessing tonight, y'all. And I want to thank
Amen.
God for each and every one of you that came on. And I pray to God that we be able to do this continuously, lifting up
Amen.
The name of Jesus every chance
Jesus.
We get. Amen. Coming
yeah.
together in strength and in his power, because that's what he has given us,
that's
his strength
wants.
And his power to speak his word, and he performs it. Amen.
Thank
so
you,
we'll
Lord.
Never be without. We'll never, because he is a fountain, amen, of living water.
He is
and
a fountain.
Tonight we've been drinking.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Have been drinking
yes,
because we have accepted him. So we've been drinking living water tonight. So we'll never thirst again.
We've been drinking
because
living
we will
water.
Always have this word as a fountain. Amen. So I just want to say I thank God for us tonight. Y'all be blessed. We love you. God bless you. Until next time.